Hello everybody, Andy here again. This is my second audio boot of today, a day that has become an increasingly strange, eventful and also very sad day as well. I'm down back on the seafront looking at the pier. It's dark now, but there is still flames licking around at the parts of the pier which haven't been completely destroyed. The frame of it's still there, but most of the buildings have just about gone. There's smoke still in the air, looks acrid smoke still around. Not quite as bad as it was earlier. The seafront is now open to some traffic and to some pedestrians, which it wasn't earlier on. I look down at the beach and the tides come in, and the beach is littered with wood, bits of old driftwood, etc., bits that have literally fallen off of the pier and washed up onto the beach in front of us. The beaches have been taped off to try and stop people going down there to get in the way, to get under the pier, which is obviously in a dangerous, very, very dangerous state. It's weird wandering around here. There's people just sort of milling around. It reminds me, in a strange way, of when I went to Kensington Palace after Princess Diana died. Obviously not quite the same amount of grief, but just people standing around, just looking. Nothing to see really. Okay, maybe they're half expecting the pier to sort of disappear into the sea at any moment. It doesn't look like that, although as I said, there's several fires still burning along the length of the pier. But it's that sort of weird, strange feeling. People milling about, people standing around, talking, obviously relaying all their experiences of the day, and wondering what on earth happened. Because the day started for me like any other, although my wife came in to me this morning and said, "I've just heard that you're awake. There's something on the radio about Hastings Pier is alight." So I thought, oh no. First thing I thought of was someone's probably done it, which I think is probably what has actually happened. But I thought, I'm going to get down there, go down and see what's occurring. So I grabbed my camera, grabbed my phone and went down to have a look and to see what was going on. And you've probably already now seen the videos. You might have heard the original audio boo that I did and seen some of the photos and that as well. And since then I got home quickly, thought I must get these up so that people can see them, people who might be interested. And the amount of emails, etc., I've been contacted by the BBC, by the Brighton Argus, the main paper there, by various radio stations, etc., who wanted to use or have used my videos, my audio boos, my photographs, etc. And I know at least one of the photographs has been viewed well over 1,000 times now because people have passed it on. All very gratifying, all very good. And I think it's good in some ways to get that out there, to show people exactly what it was like, which is one of the reasons I did that original audio boo this morning. Not something that I wanted to do, but in a way, something that I felt that I had to. And as someone said to me, someone who I didn't know until today, actually said to me, he said, "You were recording history." And I think that is something that's come home to me now. I've realised that we are watching history here. I have been watching history today. This is a momentous day in the history of Hastings, certainly. And as I look, the flames on the pier are actually getting worse in some places. So a very, very strange day. I'm sure I should be talking about this more in the days to come for whatever reason. But a momentous day, a historic day in the history of Hastings. But historic for all the wrong reasons. Anyway, thanks very much for your time. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for commenting on today of all days. Thank you. Goodbye.